East Coast Radio traffic.
Unfortunately, I'm leaving you with an accident that's taken place on the Himalayas off-ramp in Jacobs. So if you're traveling in the vicinity, it is involving a light motor vehicle and a truck. Emergency officials are already in attendance, luckily. So please do expect delays and to give way. And then you've got yourself some queuing traffic on the N2 southbound before the Clare Road Bridge. Bumper to bumper traffic heading back to Durban. So if you are traveling in the vicinity, a heads up for that and to approach with a caution. And then N3 to Pietermaritzburg, heavy, heavy delays. And this is sitting at the M13 Hillcrest interchange. Now that congestion has been there the entire day. So please do travel safely if you can. Take the R103 as an alternative route. It's a lot smoother, but do expect delays. And then if you are on the M41 heading to Phoenix, peak hour traffic there, the usual approaching the Phoenix Highway. M4 heading to La Mercy, it is a little congested for you, so please do travel safely and be patient there. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061 792 9495. East Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Well, some civil society organizations say they are hoping the government will jump into action after the women's shutdown on Friday. The G20 Women's Shutdown is a national call to stand against gender-based violence and femicide. It will include a 15-minute pause starting at noon to remember the women who are murdered every day. Cookie Edwards is the director of the KZN Network on Violence Against Women. She says organizations such as theirs have limited resources for the fight against gender-based violence and the support needed by survivors. A former U.S. diplomat has weighed in on the Trump administration's decision to skip the G20 leaders' summit in Johannesburg. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump said there'd be no U.S. representation at the event. Washington has also said it will oppose the G20 declaration. Preparations are underway for the summit that is being held on African soil for the first time. At least 42 countries will be taking part. The chief of staff in the police ministry, Cedric Ngabinde, has denied telling anyone that businessman Brown Mokgotsi is a close associate of police minister Senzo Mqunu. Ngabinde returned to the parliamentary ad hoc committee today after being sent away last week to clarify conflicting information in his testimony. He's told the committee today that he first received Mokgotsi's contact number from Mqunu to get updates on last year's police standoff with illegal miners in Stilfontein in the northwest. The airports company South Africa has rolled out a new real-time baggage tracking feature on its mobile app. It allows passengers to follow their checked luggage from check-in to loading. AXA says the upgrade boosts convenience, transparency and trust. Further afield, a South Korean ferry carrying 260